Hey Mark, this is Peter Davidson.
Hey, Peter.
How are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing good too. Actually, I was concerned about the website. That's the reason I'm giving you a call. I've completed the inner
Okay.
pages of the website. Okay.
Okay.
And now what you need to do is that you need to reply me back with the content of the website, as you told me that you will be providing us with that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah. So what I'm really wanting is just the main content I'm concerned about is in those two documents that I sent you with the order form information.
No, actually,
So that.
content means that when you open the demo link, you will see a lot of sections on the website, and on those sections, there is some description, there are some headings and everything. So you need to send me with that information, with everything like the descriptions and the headings which needs to go on the website. And I guess that is for like 10 to 12, there are 12, 10 to 12 pages on the website. So you need to write down the content for the whole website, and then we can go ahead and upload that. And as I gave you an option too, that if you want, you can hire our professional services for writing down the content for you too.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but that's a low priority for me. That content is really not that important. What's more important to me is the order form, the ability for potential customers to enter their information and place an order. That's what the whole website's for. The
Exactly, exactly.
other stuff is just not that
Exactly.
important.
Yeah, well, if you're talking about the functionalities of the website, they will be live once we are closer to the website being completed, the functionalities and everything. But as I told you that we work in four procedures. The first one we have completed via you have approved the design. The second one is completed too, that we have completed the inner pages. So the third one is basically about the content of the website. Once we go ahead and upload the content on the website, then we can work on the functionalities and the website will be completely live.
Okay, so you can't work on the functionality till you get the information from me that you're asking for.
We can work on the functionality, but basically there's information required for functionalities too. So if you can let me know that what actually do you want on the website regarding the functionalities, like what access do you want members to give, like what access do you want for the members and what access you want for yourself on the back end, we can go ahead and work on the functionalities from the back end too, because obviously it takes 7 to 10 business days to work on the functionalities.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about because we're trying to run up against the deadline here. Yeah, I mean, as far as the functionality, I mean, you've seen the two Word documents that I sent you that were the order forms, right?
Yeah,
So
yeah.
really what I'm trying to accomplish there is just to allow the customer to select either a brick, a clay brick or a granite brick,
Okay.
and then enter the information. Enter the information as per that form, and we're going to need to collect some personal information, their name, their contact information, and then their form, of course, their form of payment.
Okay.
So those are things that are really, really critical there.
Okay, so you will be accepting payments on the website too?
Yes, we need
Oh,
to be able
okay.
to accept credit card payments, debit card payments, and I guess even, well, we can
There's
start with that.
PayPal.
I don't know.
There's basically PayPal
Yeah,
and
I
Authorize.net. There are different merchants, so you will be needing a multi-vendor payment plugin on the back end of the website, so that if the customers are able to pay through credit, debit, they have numerous options to pay on the back end of the website, and you'll receive those payments into your bank account.
Yes, that's right. And so, I can, being able to provide them as many options as possible as far as payment goes without it being excessively expensive on our end, that's what I'd prefer.
Okay, so Mark, if you have time right now, I can have a word with my CTO as he's on the round. And if you can provide, as soon as you provide us with the payment information, we can go ahead and integrate that on the back end of the website. But obviously it takes more time too, because we have to grab the APIs in places on the back end of the website. It takes a lot of time. So if you're available right now, I can let you have a word with my CTO. He'll guide you about the payment merchants and the multi-vendor payment plugin. And from there, we can move forward. So do you have time right now?
I can, but I'm traveling, so I'm not at my computer, so I'll have to...
No problem. You don't have to be at your computer. He'll guide you in everything about the plugins and everything. Okay, that, because obviously as you told me that there are numerous options which you need to provide customer to pay, right? So he will be telling you about that, okay? And about the multi-vendor payment plugin too. So please hold on the line. Let me have a word with him and connect you to him.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, yeah, this is Dave from Orbit. Am I speaking with Mark?
Yes, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm great. So how's the day going today?
Yeah, it's going pretty well. How about with you?
Perfect. Just as you know, the work is work, so work is money. So we are just doing the
work
for our client. So by the way, how's the process going with Peter?
It's going well. Yeah, going well.
Oh, perfect. And as I just see that we are just close to get this work completed for you, and we are good to go to launch
this
website. And he just told me that you are looking for different payment merchants so you can take the payments easily to your through your website. So may know, like, what payment merchant you are basically interested in. Like, there are, like, multiple of them.
Yeah, I'm looking for kind of the standard credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, I suppose, and then debit cards.
Okay, perfect.
And then I'd also be interested in like a PayPal, depending upon the cost there.
Oh, let me just give you like some suggestions as well for the payment merchant. Like, you do have the PayPal, you do have the Authorize.net, you do have the Square, And else for us that you're looking for different options, which your people can basically pay you the amount with the credit, debit, and the American Express, and as well as the we can add the gift card as well.
Okay. Okay. Great. Yeah.
So,
all of those are of interest to me, provided that you know.
Mm-hmm. So if you can confirm
merchant fees.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sure. I'm just saying like that you're looking for the all three or four merchants like the PayPal, Square, and Authorize, all of them?
When you said Square, I don't know what that is.
Like these are basically the payment merchants which you can use on your website as well. Apart from this, you do have like multiple options as for the American Express, the MasterCard, Visa card, credit card. These are something else. These are something which you can use just for like some of the people has only the PayPal, so they can just pay you with the PayPal. If some of them has only the Authorize, so they can just pay you with the Authorize. And the different options which we just discussed, so these will be there too.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Oh, perfect. So let me just see what I have for today for the PayPal. You can use, by the way, the Cash App, Venmo, too.
Say that again. I didn't. It's Cash App.
Cash App, Venmo. So we can just add that, too, if you need this.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, again, depending upon cost, I mean, you know, I'd like to kind of stick with kind of the standard types of things, but you know I don't know about the fees and that sort of stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh.
So I don't know if there's per transaction fees and which I'm sure there are that have percentage, and then I don't know if there's flat fees. So you know I just don't want to get into anything that's going to be excessively you know really expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand this is just the startup business, so definitely you can make sure that the cost will be not that much for to adding these merchants. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so let me just do my calculations, and we'll give you the complete information about this, and as well as your transaction fee, and as well as the integration fees as well.
Okay.
Yeah, give me a quick moment. Thank you. Okay, so Mark, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I just did my calculations on just taking down the cost as well in front of my screen for, did you have the paper in a handy in your end so you can just note down the cost?
I don't, unfortunately. I mean, I'm traveling right now.
Oh, no worries. Let me just tell you the cost so we can just discuss it on that. Okay, so for the PayPal,
okay,
for the lifetime, this will going to cost you $255. And for the authorized.net, which is also the merchant, so this is basically going to cost you $150. And Stripe, which is for the lifetime, will going to cost you $199. And the third one, which is the most important one, the debit card, credit cards, American Express, the gift card will be available on your website. This will going to cost you a one-time fee of $3.99. And the most important thing, because as you're taking the payments, so there are some requirements from the Google officials to add the security, which is the merchant security that is called compliance. So the security will going to cost you $2.99.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And now, if you can tell me, like, in which, like, if you're interested in PayPal, Authorize, or Stripe, and what are things that you're interested in, so we can just move forward accordingly on that.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I'm going to be interested in is debit cards and credit cards. That's
mm-hmm.
going to be it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're just looking for the debit card, credit card, American Express, and the gift cards, and the thing is for the merchant security, and as well as, like, as you're taking the payment, so you should have the bank account as well. So that could be PayPal, Authorize, or Stripe. It's up to you. You can tell me, like, do you want all those or just only the one?
Okay, I don't understand the question.
I said the debit, credit, American, and the gift card will be available on your website, but you should have the account, which is basically going to be integrated. So you want to use the PayPal, Authorize.net, or Stripe for this?
So we would have to set up a PayPal account for...
Yeah.
Well, I think I've already got a PayPal account. I can just point all of those to the PayPal account. Is that right?
Yeah, perfect. Like, if you do have the PayPal account, can you please just confirm for me that you have the business account or your personal account?
It's a business account.
Oh, perfect. So that's great. So what you need to do, you just need to give us the login credentials of your PayPal account, so we can just go ahead and use that as an integration and get the plugin for you, which will basically going to help us to adding up these debit card option, credit card option, and PayPal. And as well as I said, the mandatory thing, the merchant security, which protects the card information. So we can go ahead and get that added up on your website. And this is basically going to take us like 48 hours to set up everything for you as for the payment merchant. So after that, you are good to go to take the payments to your website.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. So I just wasn't expecting that much of an additional cost.
Oh.
I didn't.
Let me just calculate the total for you. You know, I can see what's the best I can do for you at this moment. Just give me a quick moment.
Okay. See, when I told the guy that
mm-hmm.
you know, I signed up with,
mm-hmm.
when I was talking to the guy about going with your company, I told him exactly what I wanted. He said,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they could do that. They gave me that
mm-hmm.
price, and I thought, okay,
mm-hmm.
well, that's a
yeah.
reasonable price. So
yeah, this is something. This is something which is specifically the integration that as you're using the third party to take the payment, so this is something which will, the plugin is basically going to help us to get that added up onto your website. And the cost, which I just basically gave you, that is the plugin cost. This is not something which we are charging you to get this thing done. This is the plugin cost, which we also need to pay to the third party. Okay, so let me just calculate
okay.
the total.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you the best price, which I can do for you today.
Okay.
Thank you. Yep. Mark, can you please provide me with your zip code?
36421.
Okay, because we do receive the daily coupon codes from our hiring management to apply on our services, so let me just see what I am basically getting today.
Okay.
So the total is for the PayPal, the multi-merchant options, and the merchant security is 953. And now I'm just going to add them, adding up this zip code. So let me see the cost. Okay, so I've just applied the coupon. So instead of 953, so the reduced down cost is 803.
803?
Yes, sir, after applying the discount. So you're basically getting the $150 discount straight away with this zip code.
Okay, good grief. I had no idea it was going to be that expensive. And so this is getting me debit cards and credit cards.
Debit card, credit card, American Express, and as well as the gift cards as well. And the PayPal will be available too to taking the payments as well. And this is something which is not
okay.
Something for an year or month. This is for the lifetime.
I mean, I have something that's shorter term, like 1 year that I can renew, something like that that's less expensive.
No, like it specifically comes for and ears. The plugin is just for the one-time fee. Yep, you can use like the same thing for other website as well if you need it.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So, shall we just move forward with this?
Oh, man, this is a lot of money. I had no idea.
Geez, I mean, we're going to... Yeah, we're going to have to move forward.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect. So are you ready? So you want to use the same card which we have on file, or do you want to use the other one?
Yeah, the same card is fine.
Okay, perfect. You can just give me a quick moment. Let me just forward this information to my billing.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so the card which we have on file, it's ending on 1003. So this 1009.
1009.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the one you need to use. It ends in 1009.
Perfect. Let me send you the paid invoice as soon as the payment has been processed. Okay, so the payment has been processed, and now I'll ask Peter to move forward with this. And what you need to do, you just need to provide us with the credentials of your PayPal account so we can just start working on it.
All right. Okay, I'm going to have to do that tonight when I'm at my computer because I don't have that information at my fingertips. How can we correspond?
You can just send this to... Like, you can just give us a call, so Peter will basically going to assist you on this.
Okay, so I can just, well, I don't know that I've got Peter's phone number.
Oh, let me just give you that.
I can take the number now if you've got it.
Okay, so I have the number. Can you please note down this?
Give me just a second. Hang on.
Sure.
Bear with me just a second and I'll be able to write it down.
Sure, sure, no worries.
Okay, go ahead, I'm ready.
Okay, so the number is
877-291. Okay.
666.
Okay.
06.
6606, okay.
Yes, sir. Okay, so you can just give us a call at this number, and Peter will basically going to assist you to how we are basically moving forward with this thing. In the next 48 hours, you will be seeing the merchant available on your website.
Okay, all right, that sounds good.
Okay, perfect. Anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's all.
Oh, perfect. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks. Are you going to send me back to Peter, or does he know what to do?
Yeah, I'll ask Peter to send you an email as well with this, okay?
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Perfect, thank you.
Thanks, all right.
Yeah, bye-bye.